Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I don't know why this episode is coming out so late today, but unfortunately, the service I use seems to have lost the audio, so my apologies. Today's show is really about storytelling on interviews and how important stories are, how good it is to prepare them, and there's a lot of meaning to this, so I hope you really listen to the show and apply the techniques that are involved. And then from there, come over to Job Search Radio. I'm sorry, not Job Search Radio. That's my other show that's coming back in September. Come over to JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Join and let me answer your job search questions. I'd love to help you. And now, let's get on with today's show. You know, when many people put their kids to sleep, they tell stories. The stories are designed to engage the child and also to relax them. As adults, we forget the power of stories. And there's no place more powerful to tell stories than in the workplace, particularly on an interview. Now, there's a format to effective interview stories, and you need to be prepared for every interview with a couple of stories that might be relevant to the job that you're being recruited for or being interviewed for. So the format goes by the acronym of SOAR. You start off with a situation that you've been involved with. You know, what did you step into? What was the problem that you were asked to address? You know, the action that you took. What steps did you take in order to solve that problem? The obstacles. I went out of sequence. So the situation that you stepped into, the obstacles that you overcame to deal with those situations, the actions that you took, and the results. Now, results need to be quantified. You know, you can't just say, and everyone lived happily ever after. You can joke about that on an interview. You know, you don't start off with once upon a time, but you do, you know, start off with the situation you're involved with, the obstacles that you were facing, the actions that you took, and the results that you achieved quantified by money earned or money saved wherever possible. Quantifying using metrics, there's no better way to stand out from your competition because your competition often isn't using them. And when an employer is trying to evaluate what you did, as a recent guest of mine on Job Search Radio said, you know, we're looking for measurements of results. So whether it's the size and scope of our project that you were involved with or the results of what you did, numbers are real important. So follow that format of situation, obstacles, actions, and results, and your interviews will definitely soar. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, there's much more at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. You can ask me questions about any aspect of your job search. I offer discounts on full coaching. That is where I work with you one-on-one throughout your search. And there's fabulous content that's going to help you find your next position. Again, that's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Have a great day. Take care.